On November 1st, 2006, Alexander Litvinenko didn't feel well.
It started at home, and it was so strong, so sudden.
Marina, his wife, tried everything she knew.
I tried to help him with some domestic stuff,
thinking that he had a cold or the flu or maybe food poisoning.
We just tried to understand, did he eat something unusual? Tried to calculate all his meetings he had day before.
He wasn't responding to anything.
In a few hours, he became very exhausted.
And in those early hours of desperation, as they struggled to determine what was wrong, Sasha, as she called him, made a haunting remark that proved to be the prognosis that it would take doctors many days to get to the bottom of.
Sasha made this comment. It looks very strange. It looks more like a chemical poisoning than food poisoning.
After 2 days, she called an ambulance. The emergency technicians arrived and told her it was best to keep him at home because it looked like the flu or a cold. But soon, evidence would emerge that would prove beyond a shadow of a doubt it wasn't a cold.
It was difficult to believe how from a very sporty, very strong person, he became just like old man, just for 3 days.
She called the ambulance again. This time, they took him to the hospital, where he spent 19 agonizing days.
He started to lose hair. His skin became yellow color. His tissue inside was inflamed, and he felt very, very bad.
He died on November 23rd, 2006, of polonium-210 poisoning. But before, he made a secret statement that wouldn't be released until after he was gone.
In his statement, he blamed Vladimir Putin of killing him.
London, November 29th, 2006.
At least 8 locations here in London show traces of radiation linked to the poisoning. That trail leads all the way back to Russia.
Putin probably comes out worst of all from this. Is he someone who really could have masterminded it? I think that's very unlikely.
But then, Dominic Armstrong, manager of Aegis Defense Services, said this.
Is it an ill-gauged gift from somebody?
What Armstrong hypothesized about in 2006 is now a broadly accepted theory in the intelligence world. With so many of Vladimir Putin's enemies being killed, if he didn't order their killing, someone trying to impress him did. It's a part of a very lucrative industry. And coming up in my next report, we bring you the proof.
This kind of political assassinations in Russia have been perpetrated as a bidding process. Whoever managed to do it first would have been paid.
An exclusive interview with Arkady Babchenko, a target of an assassination plot. JJ Green, WTOP News.